Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good morning. This is Erica Sandberg, Adventures with Money. Fabulous topic today. It is about, hold on to your seats. Grab onto something. It's about paying for healthcare costs. Now, look, adventure. Is it an adventure to open up your bill after visiting a doctor and finding out how much you owe? Oh, yeah. But not in a good way. And I know everybody has had this experience where they had to go to an emergency room or they had to go get x-rays. You broke your leg, and I will get into that in just a moment. And you talk to the physician who's on staff, and you ask, well, how much is this going to cost me? And they don't know. They don't know. Or do they? We're not sure. But what we do know is that you're not going to get a straight answer, and it's really, really frustrating. The resulting bill can be ridiculous to the point of tears. I've definitely been through it. Everybody out there, if you're listening, you've been through it. And it is an adventure that you do not want to go on. So today's going to be sort of Adventures with Money in the reverse. How to avoid this particular terrible experience that you may be going through. And thankfully, there are new ways of getting around that surprise crazy bill that could be coming in the mail. So my pleasure today is to introduce Paul Ketchell. He's this amazing guy. He is the some background, and this is quite incredible. He's the founder and CEO of a new company called MD Save. He's going to describe what this is all about and how this can help all of us. It is the world's first transactional healthcare marketplace. Yes, marketplace, as in like a supermarket. He has more than a decade of combined experience in the healthcare industry. He served as Chief Operating Officer of Diagnostics Network Alliance. He was Director of American Capital Group, a government relations firm which represents more than 60 clients in the healthcare and pharmaceutical industries. Before that, Paul was Director of Government Relations for Elanix Pharma Group International. Prior to joining the private sector, Mr. Ketchell began his career as an aide to United States Senator Bill Frist. So, big-time guy. He's got a lot of experience, and even more importantly, he has a fabulous idea with an amazing company that is going to help us all manage our money if and when we become ill, or prior to getting ill, because this is also about just getting these tests done at the lowest possible cost. So, on that note, Mr. Ketchell, Paul, are you with us?
Yeah, thank you, Erica. I'm going to try hard to live up to that introduction there. So, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And actually, it's a big issue. You know, I mean, it's healthcare. This is we need to take care of our bodies before and after something happens. So, let's start out first with what MD Save is all about. And I know from the back end, because I get a lot of people's debt issues. So tell me about what MD Save is all about and how you came up with the idea for this company.
Yeah, so, you know, MD Save was a company that really came out of just seeing what was happening in the healthcare market in the sense that everyone's insurance has been changing. More and more consumers have a high deductible health plan now, and you have higher co-insurance, higher co-pays. And so really what was happening is consumers are just paying more and more out of pocket, and they're covering a lot of those healthcare expenses that maybe their old insurance plan used to just cover with a $20 co-pay. Now you're on the hook for, you know, that bill until those deductibles are reached and so forth. And so the idea behind MD Save was now that the consumer is really responsible for paying for the bulk of their healthcare, they needed a way, we felt, to make it easy to shop, compare, and purchase healthcare. And so what MD Save is really about is it's a marketplace that allows you to go on a website, and it's similar to like an Expedia or a Kayak. You can type in a medical procedure that you require, and it will bring up providers in your area, show you a fully bundled, pre-negotiated price. That price is usually a 40 to 60% discount under what the insurance companies offer. And the way we get those rates are that you're paying for that service up front prior to the service, and we're agreeing to pay the doctors in 6 days or less with no claims to file. And we're taking out all of that administrative cost, billing, claims processing, all those things that sit in the middle of a normal healthcare transaction. And there's about 40, 60% of cost associated with that, and we're able to drop those savings directly to the patient and keep the providers, making the similar amount that they were before. And so really it's just using technology to improve efficiencies and letting people shop, compare, and purchase healthcare the same way they've become accustomed to buying everything else. I would say the one caveat I would add to it is everything that we offer on MDSave is a fully bundled procedure, meaning that that's fully inclusive, that's the total price. So after your purchase, you're not going to receive multiple bills showing up, 6, 8 months later after you've already been to the doctor. So it's just a way to, really just use common sense to let people purchase healthcare the same way that, you would typically research or purchase anything else.
Okay. So let's get into the nitty-gritty about how this works then. And I'll use myself as an example. I have a cat. We brought a kitten in to our apartment, and our original cat tried to kill the kitten. I jumped in to stop one of the major fights, and my cat turned around and sunk her teeth into my hand. Next thing I know, my hand is blowing up like a balloon. It didn't take long, actually, and I had to run over to the emergency room to get x-rays, to get treatment. I have great insurance. The bills that poured in from that experience it was beyond the pale. It just made no sense. And also to me, as a personal finance person, I was thinking, why is this so expensive? How did it turn out to be this way? And that nonstop drop of the paperwork that was coming in was making my head explode. So when I was there, I definitely asked the technicians and the doctors. I'm like, well, what's this going to cost? I'm looking at my hand and I'm thinking, okay, I know I've got these x-rays that I'm being assigned. So how in a situation like that, which is an emergency situation, how can something like MDSave step in and work for someone like me?
Well, first I would say in an emergency situation, I would tell any listeners that, if it's an emergency, we probably shouldn't be worrying about the cost as much. We need to just go and get that taken care of right away. But if we had a chance, and it wasn't, very urgent at the time, you can log on and look at something like an urgent care visit, and it would show you locations in your area and a pre-bundled price for the exam and the treatment, and you'd be able to choose that provider, enter a credit card or a PayPal account, and you could purchase what we call a prepaid medical voucher that generates it on MDSave. So it generates a document that you could either print out or it emails it to your smartphone, and you just walk in, and it also notifies the provider's appointment desk that you've just made this purchase. So when you walk in there, you just show them the phone, and that's the voucher number, and that's your total bill. They take you back there and complete the care, and you're finished. What happened, I think, in your experience is you've seen you had multiple providers involved. You had probably some tests, and you kept getting a bill from each individual person because healthcare is fragmented. And so we feel that's really difficult for a consumer because you think you're paying, when you ask them how much it costs, they might have said, oh, well, your ER visit's going to be $350.
Right.
And you had a $350 bill, but what they didn't tell you was there was another $1,000 worth of bills that showed up later for people
that
you don't even know who they are, And so that's a pretty common experience. So one of the things we looked at is we said, really for this to be valuable for a consumer, there needs to be one bill, one price. And so before those providers come on and offer those services with MDSave, we've already pre-negotiated and bundled all of those payments into one. And then when you purchase and you are seen, well, that voucher number gets entered into our system by the provider who sees you, and then our software segments those payments to each of those individuals so that you're only worried about the one bill.
One bill. Okay, my listeners know this. When I get excited, I stand up. I am standing up because it's almost worse than the amount of money that you're spending is that nonstop drip drap of the bills that come in. So I mean, what a relief that is. Gosh, years ago when my daughter was sick, she was 5 days in the hospital, like testing up, you know, constant. We got bills for 2 years afterwards. 2 years. Oh yeah, we didn't bill you for this yet. So this is so necessary. It is so necessary, and I would love to hear from my listeners out there. Is tell me your horror stories. I know you have them, and we all do. So you know this is definitely it's about time kind of feeling. It's about time. One bill. That's what we want. So how did you? Really, what was the idea for this company? Was it something that kind of came to you as this is your personal experience, or is this from others who said, Paul, I'm so frustrated. This is really, really crimping my life here. You know, I do have to go get medical procedures done, and this is really making me miserable. This is the opposite of adventures with money. This is misery with money. So how did you come up with the idea?
Well, you know, I think it's a combination of all the things you just mentioned. I mean, first was, you know, in previous healthcare companies that I'd been an executive in, we were on the other side where we were always trying to get our services reimbursed or covered by the insurance companies, and it really was a nightmare, you know, from that standpoint, just trying to collect and be paid and try to do things. And so I had that experience. And then secondly, as a company, you know, we went on a high deductible health plan, and I was constantly trying to budget those HSA dollars and looking at them closely, and just realized that, you know, this system was incredibly broken. And those plans, I think, were, 5 years ago, plans like that were a smaller percentage of the type of benefit designs you would see out there, but now it's the prominent benefit design. And as we saw the ACA come into play, one of the things we predicted was going to happen was we would see premium increases. And as the premiums rose, you'd see more and more patients going on these type of high deductible plans. And the healthcare exchanges, which are there to help folks, they help you get coverage, but the majority of those exchanges are a high deductible plan model. And so we just felt that, you know, strongly that you're going to see a large number of Americans now being responsible for these out-of-pocket costs, and there's really no way for them right now to be able to manage those, and there needs to be some type of technology platform and some way to simply do that. And so that really started it. So it started a little bit of our own past experience and frustration, but also we recognized that, you know, this was going to become a major market need for people across the country. And so the great thing about it, though, is since it started in markets where we've launched, we've lowered healthcare costs by 40 or 60% on those out-of-pockets. And also we've had, you know, we get letters every day from patients who they, you know, are writing that, you know, they had a real big, you know, a real complicated illness that was discovered or treated because they were able to purchase a diagnostic through us that they wouldn't have been able to afford another way. And so you're seeing it really impact people's lives, just being able to get the access to care when you need it instead of having to financially plan and worry about those costs and put off some of that care. So it's been a great experience for us here.
Well, you know, I understand that because let's talk about some of these high deductible plans. We're talking major deductibles that if you had to absorb those costs into your monthly budget, it's going to rock your world. $1,000 is going, you know, and if that bill is going to be coming to you, and you have to pay that relatively soon before it hits, you know, gets routed over to collections because you just simply don't have the money. That's a lot. It's a very big, sudden expense that is going to make you miserable, and you may not have the money. So, being able to shop around for a lower cost procedure that's still quality, You're still going to get what you need. It's going to make a major difference in your financial world and in your personal world. But some of these deductibles are enormous, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and there's a few things, too. When you're shopping around, you might even find the price from your same doctor on our site 50% less than what you're going to pay through your standard insurance process on what you're going to owe. So it may be the same provider. Because the insurers, they contract with doctors based on a preset fee, and then your insurance company gives you a discount for that provider being in network. So, for example, a list price for an MRI might be $2,500 from a doctor. And you may have a 25% what the insurance company calls contracted adjustable, which is your discount that you get for being part of that insurance company or, you know, being a subscriber. And with your deductible, you owe the rest of that out of pocket. So you're going to owe 25% off of $2,500 is going to be your out-of-pocket responsibility. So say $1,800, you know, roughly. And
right.
With us, we may have the same provider where we've gone to the provider and said, instead of having to wait 200 days to get paid from the insurance company, file a bunch of claims, run it through a billing company, we'll just pay you, you know, something like $500 up front with no claims to file and cash and guarantee you zero bad debt. So we get much better rates. So you may be able to go to that provider through us and use your credit card, save doctor, and save, you know, in that case much more, say $1,800, maybe $500, and we see that all the time. So, yeah, it does matter. And the other thing, when you talk about deductible size, when you mention $1,000, $1,000 is a great deductible today. The average family deductible last year in the U.S. was about $6,600. On the healthcare exchange, they're about $8,000. They can go up to $12,000. But, you know, the majority of people now are seeing a deductible above $5,000. So when
right.
you think about healthcare today, you know, the difference is with these insurance plans, even though you may have coverage, you're going to owe that first $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 out of pocket. You know.
That's right. And that's what I get all the time from people. And they say, I have health care. I'm insured. Why am I being hit with these enormous bills? And it absolutely, even if you make great money and you've got money in savings, it's going to have a major impact. And it's really, to me, quite, the system is still broken. It's still a broken system. So if you can reduce those costs so that it's not such a big hardship, for God's sakes, do it. I mean, really, I want less of your money going toward an unnecessarily expensive X-ray and more toward a vacation. That's what I want. So, and I'm sure that's what people want too. So, you know, look, if you can get it for cheaper, it's the same procedure, it's the same quality, could be the same doctor. Do it. Oh, for goodness sakes, do it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the way I'm going to look at it right now is that you go out for a meal, same restaurant, same everything. Instead of paying $50, you end up paying $30. Look, do it. Makes sense. So, you know, I'm planning on breaking another leg. I'm off to hockey camp in a couple weeks, and I want to know in advance, you know, if I do break my right leg instead of my left this time, I want to know how much it's going to cost. Okay, so shopping for medical procedures, do you believe that, I mean, this is what you do, this is what your company does, but do you believe that this is going to be something that's much more commonplace?
Oh, yes. I mean, I think, you know, you sort of hit on the nail on the head with your analogy about the meal, which is, but consumers need to understand that this is their money. You know,
yep.
What you're insuring, having health insurance for today is the car accident, the chronic disease, something that's going to happen to you, cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially. But as far as your normal care goes day to day, the way these plans are designed now, you're essentially paying for that out of your own pocket. And so it's like major medical was in the 1960s. That's what we're back to now. So, yes, shopping for medical procedures matter. It's your own money, and you could save a lot of money doing it. There are all the data shows there's absolutely no correlation in healthcare between cost and quality. So if you pay more, it does not mean you're getting better service. You know,
right.
In many cases, you're not. And so the thing is, yeah, it's becoming really, and we've seen it now, and we've only been around for 3 years, and we're now in 24 states, over 110 markets, and the amount of volume growth we see each month among people shopping for healthcare is between 20 to 30% month over month. And so as people see this, you know, it only takes one time to save $1,000 on an unforeseen medical expense to, you know, next time say, you know, I'm going to take a look before I just go pull out my credit card.
Yeah, so if you have the time, and it's like a little bit of a different situation, although I did have the time when my cat bit me, I certainly could have logged onto my computer and checked out the different options that were available. So if you have a moment to think before you have to run over and get something done, you know, by all means, go find out how much it's going to cost. The doctor's not going to know, which is still phenomenal to me. Like, it's baffling, you know, like I'm wondering, do they really know? You know, when I'm being ordered tests and they say, oh, you need to get this blood test and this, you know, kind of thing. And I said, well, how much is that going to cost? I don't know. I get this weird feeling that they've got to have some idea, but they really kind of push it back. And I do understand a little bit of that. They don't want, and no medical provider wants somebody to not get essential tests or procedures because cost is going to be a factor. You know, they just want you to get what you know, to get cared for and to get well, to get better. So I get the reticence, but as a consumer, and we all are consumers, I hate the word consumer, but when we do consume, we buy, we've got to be more in control of these costs. Really, you're the shopper. You wouldn't walk onto a car lot and not know how much the cars cost. And you wouldn't, you know, you should go before you go walk onto the lot, you should have an idea as to how much you want to spend, what you can afford, the different car options. So let's look at healthcare in much the same way now, is really approach it as you would a consumer. It's a different way of thinking about it. I'm sure it's a little awkward for people. So do you think that when they do see they have a doctor that they're working with, do you think that they should talk to their doctor about these costs? Is it useful? From your perspective, speaking with physicians and nurses, what are they saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, first of all, you know, it's not an uncomfortable thing to want to know the cost of something you're paying, especially when it's going to be a very significant expense. And you wouldn't hesitate, as you brought up, to ask anyone in a car lot what the car cost before you bought it, or many other things. And so, you know, I think that if you're out of pocket, I tell patients, first of all, ask how much it's going to be. Don't just take the first offer. Shop around a little bit. Use transparency sites like that are out there that help you show some of these pricing information. Use services like ours at MDSafe. And do a little bit of shopping around, a little bit of legwork, and you can get a better deal. I mean, it's worth spending an hour of your time either on the phone or using online or both to get that savings, because that savings could be, you know, very, very significant. It could be thousands of dollars for you on that procedure. And, you know, most of the time, the doctors, many times, they won't really know the cost, because that, when you ask them the price of that test in your example, it may depend. They may be contracted with 1,500 different insurance companies. Each insurance company has 12 to 15 different plans, and each plan pays a different rate based on the individual. So really, they have no idea what the costs are. So I would say, you know, if I'm going to have something significant, I would talk to my health plan and say, this is what I have. How much is it going to cost me? I would talk to the provider and ask them, if I pay cash, how much can I get it for? And I would also use services like ours and that combination, because if you do that, I can tell you with almost 100% certainty, you're going to save a significant amount of money instead of just taking the first answer and throwing the card down.
Okay. You know, I guess I cannot emphasize this enough right now, is we are not – this is not a situation where you will be sacrificing quality, where you are going to be deciding not to get procedures that you do need. This is about taking your health care, having control over it, and getting the best possible price for it. It's so important because you will be able to pay less for the same thing and then take the money that you save and use it in a way that you are going to improve your life, that you're going to enjoy it. It really does make sense. So I love transparency websites. I do remember when I was looking at this is in retrospect. I was checking out how much the X-rays cost for my hand, and I looked at the itemized bill, and I saw that there was an X-ray, and I was like, well, that sounds like a strange word on it, and I can't remember what it was offhand, but I checked it out, and it turned out it was an X-ray for my shoulder, which it was a mistake on the bill. So I called, and I said, I didn't get an X-ray on my shoulder, and she said, well, no, you did. And I said, no, I definitely didn't. It was my hand. So I think part of the advantage of something like this is that it will reduce the amount of billing mistakes. And people do spend way too much on billing mistakes, you know, without knowing. They just pay. They just pay what's on the bill. So can you tell me a little bit about that? We have a couple minutes left. The billing mistake issue. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so in healthcare, over 80% of healthcare bills are documented to have a billing mistake. So it's the vast majority. And one reason you see the number of mistakes is when you look at a bill, it's what we call in healthcare line item billing, meaning that for us, for example, that MRI that I was just mentioning, it includes two components in our bundle. We're paying the physician fee and the facility fee for the MRI. So the radiologist in the facility where they had the physical machine, there's two people getting paid. That same bill under traditional coding that we see in healthcare might have 16, 17, 20 line items. Each one of those is another opportunity for a mistake or to be put on there. And so just by simplifying and fully bundling those prices, you're eliminating those opportunities for mistakes and claims processing and billing. And so, yeah, it is important and it makes a big deal. And if you're someone who've even got – you're not using our service, but you have medical bills, you know, my advice would be scrutinize every single line just like you suggested, because you're going to probably find mistakes and you're probably going to be able to call and get money off the bill. So it's it's a big issue. And so I think simplifying and transparency and simplification can only help us in this industry in improving, you know, cost and savings to consumers.
Oh, absolutely. It is about time, too. I mean, we have now reached the stage where it's not funny. It is not funny. You get these bills, they're way too high, your deductible is through the roof. It is really, really hurting Americans, and it had to change. And so this is a really great kind of fresh way of improving your finances while still getting the medical care that you really need. And I really couldn't be more excited about it, because I am not the only one, but I certainly have been on the ugly end of these medical bills, and it makes a big impact on your life. So, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today. Where can people go for more information about MD Save? And you know what? Also about maybe checking out your medical bills. Any other suggestions?
Yeah, so for MD Save, you can easily go to www.mdsave.com. There's also a mobile app in the Apple Store. And if you have questions and information, there's a full care coordination call center here in our office in the United States. And, you know, you can also chat in if you got questions, and we can help you through that. Also, there are some other great website resources, I think, on the transparency side. I think Healthcare Blue Book is a great resource for being able to go on there and see prices and information, you know, and at least get an idea of what you're going to pay for something before you go in there. And so, you know, I think those are great, great resources to visit, and I would encourage everyone to take a look, as I mentioned, before you make the purchase.
Okay. Well, this is fabulous. Thank you so much again. And look, take control. It is absolutely time. Do not feel sick about getting sick. Take control. Have a fantastic week, everybody, and I look forward to joining you next time at Adventures with Money. This is Erica Sandberg. Enjoy.
Thank you.